The Feast of Saint Mary Magdalene, July 22nd. The first reading from the Song of Songs, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4b. Upon my bed by night, I sought him whom my soul loved. I sought him, but found him not. I called him, but he gave no answer. I would rise now and go about the city. In the street and in the squares, I would seek him whom my soul loved. I sought him, but found him not. The watchmen found me as they went about the city. Have you seen him whom my soul loved? Scarcely had I passed them when I found him whom my soul loved. I held him and would not let him go until I have brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. The second reading from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 14 to 17. For the love of Christ controls us, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all. That those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 2, and verses 11 to 18. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Women, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you sleeping? Why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carry him away, tell me where you lay him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my father and your father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and then reported what he told her. Sharing the theme. Faith and love are necessary to recognize God and to do His will. People used to live and express their love by sensitive feelings, but God wants them to express love by faith and doing His will. Today, the Universal Church celebrate the memorial of Saint Mary Magdala, who Jesus destroyed 7 demons from her. From that time on, she followed him and became the disciple of disciples, because she is the first, according to Saint John's Gospel, saw the resurrected Christ and told it to the disciples. The Dominican order considered her as the second patron saint after Saint Dominic, because her character had something like the order characters. She loved Christ because he gave her a new life. She is no longer a slave for the demons. To return this favor, she courageously loved him until the end. When Jesus is dying on the cross, she is reported by the gospel as one of the women who stood under the cross. After they bury him in the tomb, she is the first one to visit the tomb. In today's passage, according to Saint John, she wanted to see Jesus' body, to embalm it with perfume and myrrh, and to hold him tightly once she recognized him. Jesus didn't want her to do these things, but to go on and to announce the good news for of his resurrection to his disciples. Why did Jesus would like her to stop her expression of love humanly? Since the human love is selfish, it demands to keep the love for herself light, to be seen, to be loved, to care for. Why charity demands her to share her joy to others, to be on the way to sing for all people, to know about God's love for the humankind. In today's first reading, the Song of Songs expresses the love of a girl, which is similar with Mary Magdalene's love for Jesus in today's gospel. She is eagerly on her way to look for her lover, but can't find him, although she searched everywhere and asked for the sentinels. But after overcoming all human limitations, she found her lover. We also can view the reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Saint Paul has his experience and advised his faithful to overcome human ways to know Christ and others, not according to human ways, but according to faith, because old things pass and new things appear. Second, analysis. The first reading, I have met my lover. the first point. The worldly love demands the real presence. The Song of Songs is considered as the best love song of a couple. Many ask the question that why this love song romantic and sentimental as such is considered as one of the church's canonical books. The reason is because the book expresses God's love for human beings and Christ's love for the church. Although this love has an aspect and expresses human feeling, but it also expresses the spiritual aspect which surpasses human feeling, as today's reading expresses. When she is in love, she wants to be with her lover all the time. The Song of Songs expresses this aspect through the fact that the girl is so eagerly to find her lover, as Mary Magdalene was sleepless all night. She wanted for the sun to rise early, so she can go out to the tomb to see Jesus' body. In the song, the girl got out of her house to look for her lover everywhere, even at the sentinel if they met her lover. This can be a nonsense question to us, but to the one in love, she is willing to do all ways we can help her to find her lover. The second point. The true love demands people to overcome the real presence. The reading ends suddenly. Scarcely had I passed them when I found him for my soul love. I held him and would not let him go. Many people question, what is the reason for these sudden encounters? We can only stimulate it based on God's word in the scripture. Who find God shall meet him. God knows who love him sincerely because he knows all things, not only by outside expression, but also by inside feelings. He knows the girl love, expressed by the fact that she went out to look for him in the streets and in the squares, not counting all dangers and obstacles which she can meet on the way for a weak female as her. The only thing on her mind is to meet him. God is loved and had unlimited power. He shall not let her to endure a fruitless hope, but responded by the sudden encounter. The encounter can happen only in my, as St. Martin, see cry in the poor and the suffered, or directly in his human body and called the name Mary intimately, as he called Mary Magdalene today. This certifies that the real presence is not the only way, and the most desired way we God wants people to help. The second reading. From now on, we no longer want to know anyone according to fleshy way. Third point. Knowing and loving according to the flesh. According to the worldly way, when one loves someone, he wants to possess that person in all aspects, in thinking and in acts. They must live in the same house and will not share their love with anyone. He'd anger when he see his lover looking, caring, or sharing her love to anyone besides him. The second point. Knowing and loving according to faith and spirit. Saint Ekpuri explained this love beautifully and properly. Love is not about sitting and looking at each other, but to look in one direction. This is the definition which today's reading aims at. Loving God eagerly is not about keeping God for oneself, but to recognize and to do God's will. If God wants us to go out to preach for people to know about His love for all people, so that all people will also love Him as we love Him, we must find all possible ways to achieve His will. Saint Paul is the perfect example for us to follow. After he was found and loved by Christ on the way to Damascus, he changed his life completely according to God's love and will. In today's reading, he gave this advice to the Corinthians. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The Gospel. I have seen the Lord, and then reported what he told her. Third point. Mary wanted to see her teacher's body. Many strange facts happened around the empty tomb, but Mary Magdalene didn't recognize, because she was living according to her human feelings. First, the huge stone was rolled out from the entrance. She didn't ask, "Who can take out this stone?" But she identified this fact with the fact that someone stole his body. Second, when Mary returned the second time and saw the two men who were sitting on the bed where they lay Jesus, she didn't question, "Who are they? Why are they sitting there?" She only knew to stand there and to weep. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Third, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was a gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you lay him, and I will take him." Two times Mary Magdalene was questioned, "Woman, why are you weeping?" One by the two angels, one by Jesus himself. The resurrection is the summit of the Paschal joy and foretold by Christ many times. They didn't understand why she is weeping instead of being joyful. The second point, Jesus required Mary to overcome passion to announce the good news of his resurrection. First, Mary Magdalene must overcome sentiment love to recognize Christ. She thought Jesus is a gardener, so Mary said to him, "Sir, if you carry him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him." Second, try help Mary to overcome by calling her name Mary. Turning her face to him, said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Third, when she lowered herself and hold on to Jesus' feet, Jesus told her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father." Four, Jesus commanded her to announce the resurrection news. "Go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Fifth, Mary Magdalene went to the disciples and announced, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. Application in life. Human body is only one part of our life. We need to let our soul to be closer to God and to guide all other aspects of our life. Living only according to the flesh make people like animals and lead them to death. But living according to the soul shall guide them to reach the goal which God planned for people in Christ. Loving God isn't about sitting and looking at Him, but requiring us to do His will. We should go out and announce God's love for all people in the world. Amen.